to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work.
Question, if you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. If you're not ready to learn, then take your ass two doors down with the rest of those crying bitches. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. It is. Damn, wait, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening.
Check, check, check.
I said, it is. Game time!
What's going on, everybody? Let me start off. I like this up. Like, what's going on? I'm the Dean. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, and got a good show for you guys today. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there listening to the show. The 179. Shout out to you guys for this love and support that day. Got to give y'all a shout out every day. Little ladies out there, how you doing? You know who you are. How are you doing? What's going on with you? I appreciate the ladies that are, you know, you're watching the show. You're watching how men talk, how men handle things, and it's pretty cool. Also, shout out to the guys out there, ladies, and I say feel free, you know, it's all good. Call in, message. You know, it's great living the lifestyle I'm trying to show you guys how to live. And if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. That is the number. For all you guys listening right now, call in if you got a question and all that stuff. But we always say in all of our shows, gentlemen, take time. Definitely get your crayons out. And when you have the chance, just start the process, okay? Because everything we teach is a process. It's not a quick fix. So start, go ahead and get your notebooks out, take notes, and kind of incorporate what we're talking about, okay? Got a question, put a T in there. If you're talking to a woman, you don't know what to say, put a W in there. And if you have a question, put a Q in the chat, and I'll try to do everything I can to make sure I answer all questions. Because that's what we do on the show. But Let's get into this, man. Let's get into this. So we're talking about and discussing your king. Oh, but I also do want to make a quick side note. Freelance Ronan gave me a task to do last night, to do a video for you guys on not giving a fuck. Well, it's already done. Unfortunately, I talked so long. It was like 20 fucking minutes long. So I'm going to release that tomorrow. So y'all will get that Friday. I'll drop that Friday because it won't be a show Friday, but I will drop the show Friday. I'll drop that on Friday and we'll chop it up like that. But I wish everybody well. Hope everybody's good and all that other stuff. But, since I've been teaching and stuff, you know what I mean? And seeing what's happening with a lot of young men, that there's just no standards. See, as king, there has to be a standard, gentlemen. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. A standard. See, standing on your square is everything. It's your lungs, your heart. It's everything. And everything that you do should always lead to your standard. And again, the reason I use four is because I try to simplify it and make it really simple for you guys to even understand about all of this. Because so many guys out here are just surface level, man. They just don't give you depth. But if you want to know the thing that separates men from males, it's the standard. Every standard has a sense of urgency to it because my time is so important to me. My time. You know, I always tell you guys when we're on a show, we end the show, I always tell you to think about the graveyard, and I try to show you the importance of time. And yet all we do all day, every day, gentlemen, you guys, is waste time. There's no reason right now you should be exactly where you want to be. But where you want to be is not where you want to be. You want to be inside or between a woman's legs. And if that is your sense of urgency, this is why you are failing. Bad beliefs, terrible habits, conflicting thoughts, values, and things you want to do. Worried about sabotaging the moves you want to make. Stuck in your own ways. The worst part is that you don't even have a valid reason why you should move forward other than I want to be between a woman's legs. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. But most of you guys don't see it. But how or why should you move forward? Why should you find that core of you? As a man, I'm not saying men don't have their own personal battles But our battles are not like your battles. Our battles are for land that we are trying to obtain in our mind to expand who the fuck we are. But despite those things, a woman has nothing to do with it. Being in her legs or being between her legs, it has nothing to do with it. Because that comes with, gentlemen, that comes with being a man. You don't need to want pussy. When you get it, they will throw it at you. They will want to give it to you. They'll beg you for it. But if you don't understand you, you'll never understand women, because as soon as you make anything about a motherfucking woman, you automatically lose. The game will never be about women. And if anybody makes it about women, then you've already failed. Why do you think I call it a man mindset? Because I'm trying to show you that women are nothing but a perk. A perk. Until I say she's sexy. Until I say she's beautiful. Until I say she's special. She's just like a piece of grass out in the yard. Nothing special. Because there's so many pieces of grass out in your yard. Where is the sense of, I've got to get this shit started, not done? Because if you're trying to get it done, you've already failed again, because your mind is telling you you could be a surgeon overnight. Your mind is telling you you can fly a plane by watching a YouTuber. It doesn't work that way. But yet you think it does, and you're too goddamn old. Too old not to have any goddamn common sense to see that what you're doing and what you're listening to and what you're looking at, some of these guys are fucking you over. 714, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, bro, it's me, you know, the old man, the old stoner man. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for letting me call in again. And I just wanted to mention to you and ask your opinion on this, as far as, don't you think a big problem with a lot of these younger guys, let's say 30, 25, under those ages and less, they're just, let's not even use that word purpose, I don't even like it, but they don't, just in general, it seems to me, the ones I come across, not all, but a lot of them just have a basic, they're, like you were saying, they're like so entrenched in these video games and this instant gratification world of ours that it's like they don't want to work for anything anymore. They all think they know everything, and they don't want to put the work in. They don't, you know, like they say, it takes 10,000 hours to become great at something. In fact, you remember Led Zeppelin. I was just watching Jimmy Page play a guitar solo from Stairway to Heaven, like, this morning. I mean, you watch that guy play that guitar, and it's like he's caressing a woman. It's almost, it's beyond an art form, and yet it's dying. We don't have guitar players like that anymore. So I think it all goes back to these fatherless homes and this single mother crap, bro, where basically it's just a continual feminization of these young boys, and they're only going to succeed in life if they are curious about a lot of things and broaden their scope of knowledge and educate themselves. When was the last time half of these young soy boys even read a goddamn book or anything? You know what I mean? What's your thoughts, my man?
Here's the thing, and I say it in my book. I think reading a book is the problem. I think for a lot of these guys, all they do is read the book. They don't try to master the book. They read the book.
Right, right.
So if they're reading it,
you got to do both. You have to do both. You got to do it all.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, okay, I can't blame mom for loving these young boys. But there
right.
has to come a time in the young boy's life that he realizes that he does not relate to mom. See, the only way, and this is, goes back to Law Zero, this ain't for everybody can't be a man. It's not the rule of state. Everybody can't be a man.
Well,
everybody has role
well,
to play.
I was raised Jewish, but obviously I'm not religious. And at 13, I had a bar mitzvah, which is kind of like a rite of passage in the Jewish religion to becoming a man. We don't have those things anymore for men.
Well, okay, what I'm saying is, all right, see, when I'm trying to show guys to go beyond the surface level of any kinds of rites of passages, because just because you are at a bar mitzvah or something and you're on a chair and they're holding you up and they're giving you lots of money and they're patting you on your back and rubbing your head and calling you all these kinds of man, doesn't mean you're a motherfucking man, and that's the problem. We're too busy looking at the surface of things, and we're relying on the surface knowledge to be the knowledge for us versus learning knowledge. But in order to learn knowledge, you must humble yourself and find a mentor that can guide you on the knowledge. And again, it's all choice. See, listen, you're right. A lot of young
men—they're not seeking these mentors out. You and I would have died to have a mentor when we were these young guys' ages, wouldn't we? These young guys don't.
Well,
seek
I did.
Out
I did have a mentor
anymore.
Right, but I did have a mentor. I did have one. I did at
right,
9 years
you
old.
And I did. You, right. We did have mentors. These guys—they don't even want one or seek one out.
Well, it's not about seeking one out, because they think what they're seeking out is actually a mentor. And again, what they relate to, first it goes down to race. They're going to follow their own. If they're young, they're going to follow a young white guy that looks goofy, because that's how they feel on the inside. Young black guy
right.
is going to follow black guys, and Chinese and Mexican. That's the first thing. Then after the race part, then it's the age.
So why is my old white Jewish ass following you then? I'm just kidding.
well, your Jewish ass is following me because you know I'm a bad motherfucker and I teach some real motherfucking game. But what I'm saying is that from that point, it goes to the age then. So then it becomes relatable. Okay, so if I'm 22 and he's 22, he can understand me better than a 30 or 40-year-old man. But that's the problem. See, they follow their age. The second mistake, they follow their age. So if
you're
following...
See, we never did that. I didn't
right.
do that. You didn't do that. We followed older men.
No, we always followed the... For me, we always followed the guys that was on the corner. The guys on the corner with the bag and they were talking all that, you know, like you say, the jive and shit. Those are ones you follow because they have been there. But these young boys... think that
the old nigga jive talkers, man, the best man,
right,
old nigga jive talking pimps, man, were like those super fly type dudes. Those guys could pick up pussy without even opening their goddamn mouth, man. These guys were
black
jive talkers were the best at
all right, but listen, big dog, but there's another problem with that. Even before it goes to the race of them following their own race, it goes to what has happened. Now, please understand when I say this. There have always been Italian men, Chinese men that were in dynasties and all that other stuff. There have always been men, Scottish, Irish. They've all had different races and all that other stuff. But when you look at, and I'm only talking about the Americas, when you look at America, what a lot of young boys are getting is a watered-down version of what they think is game, because a lot of Caucasian men are going around stealing bits and pieces and calling that game and then building something around it. So, and it's not about races or anything like this. I'm just saying that, you know, everybody thinks Elvis Presley is the king of rock and roll. but nobody knows Rosetta Thorpe. They don't understand where she came from because she spawned
right.
a lot of black men. A lot of people thought in the 80s that Blondie, who sang the song Rapture, they thought she was the first woman to ever rap because she was on MTV. She was the first person to rap on MTV because MTV didn't play any black artists at the time. They just played white artists until Michael and Prince came in, all that stuff. But when Blondie came in and sang Rapture, she started rapping. So everybody thought that she invented rap when it was her that went to the streets with Fab Five Freddy and saw black men rapping, because rapping has been going on for ages. But what I'm saying is...
Right. Well, just like bro, they think... Well,
right, but
no,
what I'm saying is there's always... When people look at some of these guys, they think that they're the beginning, they're the end-all be-all. And again, this is not a race thing. It's just that, black men have always... Because black men... they had to create languages and had to create that even during slavery times. They had to change how they spoke to each other, and it just spun and spun and spun. I'm not trying to give a history lesson, but I'm just saying that.
Well, the pharaohs were black, weren't they? The pharaohs were black men, weren't they?
Well, yeah, but no, but what I'm saying also, but please understand this, like I say, gangsters had game. I don't want to say that it was like a black thing. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is with the internet, once the internet hit, what a lot of these young Caucasian boys did two decades ago is they grabbed bits and pieces of street game and called it game when they came out with that damn book called The Game, which was a bottle of, because that wasn't game. But even today, it's still connecting with all these guys. So you take that, and you take all these things that I'm saying, and what you have, unfortunately, is you have
all these Rolo Tomasi followers, right?
Well, yeah, but see, again,
his body counts 34. His body counts 34. I hit that when I was 25 or 30.
Right. No, but it's not about the body count. That again, we're that surface level. I'm trying to go deeper.
You're right. You're right. Quality over quantity.
So no, not even quality over quantity, not even that. What I'm saying is that people like that, just because they write a fucking book doesn't mean they actually have game. Because
he's got zero game.
The book is not instructing you on solutions, then they are fucking you over. And all those guys, the majority of these guys, you even have guys today, like I say, Kevin Samuels, you even have guys today that Kevin Samuels used to be a fashion consultant, but then all of a sudden he thinks he's a dating coach. You got them.
I thought he was gay at first. I wasn't sure. I don't care.
I'm not discussing that. But what I'm saying is you also got the fresh and fit. The motherfucker, Ude Fuku, whatever the fuck his name is. What I'm saying is, he was teaching fitness. He wasn't teaching game. And
he was a fucking DHS cop. He was a cop for 7 years.
Let me finish. What I'm saying is that the majority of people out there are so naive because they see a little kid that's wet behind the ears, and because he has a high subscriber count, they think he's spitting gospel when his nuts have not even dropped from his stomach. But see, that's the world we're living in. We're living in, because I'm not saying mommy, but because a lot of young men are feminine and emotional, they do what exactly women do as males. They cling to drama. They're going toward the drama, the bullshit, and everything else. The lies to cover up their feminine insecurities. See what I'm saying? That's the problem. Yeah. A lot of these guys are just insecure, and the security is bashing women. The security is talking shit about women. The security is looking at pills and plates and forks and spoons to define who the fuck you are, because somebody said it, because they're looking for something new but they don't realize there's nothing new under the sun. And if they get something brand new, they better question that shit because it's got a snake oil logo attached to it, sir.
Exactly. So what don't you think, like, I've run across a lot of these younger guys, and it's like some of them, their mommies have turned them against their fathers, and therefore I find, maybe tell me if you've run across
No, we can't say that. We can't say that because now look, again, you're hitting the surface again. You're looking at a end result. Okay, let's look what you're doing. Okay,
right.
I'm trying to catch you in this. Mom turned the child against dad, okay? You're looking at the last domino. That's the problem. You're not looking at the first domino of dad being a bitch and a sucker and mom knowing he's a bitch and a sucker and dad begging mom for her for time and dad, some dads poke holes in brothers and
sisters
right now and other stuff. So what mom did is a end result of that man not being a motherfucking man, happy wife, happy life, and all this other shit. So, but see, that's the problem today. We're always looking at the last domino. You know, Jeff Bezos lost all these billions. Shit, he's in business. That was a business thing. Dr. Dre lost billions and all. What they do is they're always using what we call, like back in 1979, I think it was in 79, they came out with this DVD to where you had a bunch of knuckleheads kids that are all colors, that are all fucked up. And what they would do is they did a documentary called Scared Straight, where they take these guys.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep, right. They did it again. You can see it on YouTube. They can YouTube it and find it.
But what I'm saying is they are taking something from something in 1979, and they're going to these young boys and they're scaring them with this fictional boogeyman saying that if you meet a woman, you're going to fill in the blank, lose your money. You're not going to lose your money, lose your kids, lose your finances. They're all in results. They're all in results. And they are scaring these young boys. But it also gives them an excuse to keep being insecure, because these young boys don't want to be fixed. And this, and here's the thing. Here's the thing, and again, I talk more about this in the book, guys, but here's the thing. Look, the pipe hitters, we don't give up. We loved what we – hey, the world –
Wait. When you mean pipe hitter, you mean laying pipe or smoking the pipe like I'm about ready to do as you speak?
I'm talking about my kind. I'd say my kind. Uh-huh. Men.
Well, you're a stoner like me. Come on, man.
Motherfucking no smoking, no drugs, none of those guys. I'm talking about the ones that you don't know about that's eating off all these guys. They're eating off all these guys. And nobody wants to change that. And that's fine. They don't want things to change. They don't want these guys to realize their value and worth because they're fucking their women, their wives, their girlfriends. So they're eating. They're fine with the way the world is and stuff. Everybody that's on the top that are the predators are all good. They're all good because you know what? All the grass-eating lions are always going to serve us. That is their job. Their job is not to be like us. Their job is to serve us by serving up their women, their wives, and all that other stuff to us. And I know that sounds fucked up, but they don't give a fuck because they know that. They know that they put in the hard work. They know they busted their asses. They know when everybody else is sitting on their asses, watching videos and not working and all that other shit, they are doing the work. So they are want to reap the reward. So they don't give a fuck.
That's why
they
got it.
So
I look at it like this. I should ask you, what do you see happening 10 years out? Will things get better or worse? Are we at rock bottom, Steve, or not? How far rock bottom are we? Or are we there now?
Brother, listen, that's the illusion that y'all think that it's going to get worse and we're at rock bottom. We're not at
rock
bottom.
Well, for me, it's great. Bro, I'm having the time of my life. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about society as a whole.
Let me finish. We're not at rock bottom. It's just that is what the world has always been. Everybody can't be a man. And everybody
you're right.
If you're not a man, is to be a feminine woman. So it's not
you're either king or a bitch. You're either king or a bitch, right? You're either pimp or a simp, right?
That's it. That's all you are. So it's not we're at rock bottom, because what people don't understand is that people have always been like this for decades and centuries. There's no difference. It hasn't
you're
changed.
Right.
The only thing that's changed is we get to see it more because we have phones and videos. That's all. It's
yeah, YouTube and all that.
Right. It's still been happening. It's just that people are just so amazed that it's happening that they actually get to see it now. If we didn't have any phones, it still would be going on. It wouldn't change. So we're not hitting a rock bottom. But to be honest with you, I don't give a fuck what happens to those motherfuckers. I don't care. Huh?
Either do I.
So
I really don't.
Yeah, so I'll get back to the show and everything. But, yeah, man, so I'm just saying that, you know, it just is what it is, man. It just is what it is.
All right, bro, one more thing. Bro, yes. Broski, somehow somebody made it. I can't, when I'm in the live chat, I can't, you know, type anything. They, like, muted me or whatever from the live chat. Can you make sure that I put back in and on? Be cool
yeah,
and everything.
What is your name on online? What is your name?
Carrie, C-A-R-Y.
All right, C-A-R-Y. All right, I'll try to find you and unblock you. But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the chat, control. Say about the dogs, they don't play, though. You know, you got to come in there to learn.
I know, but you see, I've mellowed out since we've heard.
Right.
You and I, we're on the same page. We're doing,
just,
you know, we're doing right by each other, you know.
All right, so
all right,
I'll find that, and we'll go from there. Okay, so I'll throw you back in, guys. All right?
All right, man. All right, listen to this guy.
All right, thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate it. Before. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number to call in. We chopping it up, and we are breaking down the game for y'all guys out there. If y'all got a question, put a – and, Carrie, while we're on, I'm looking for your name while I'm doing all this shit right here. While I'm talking, doing it at the same time. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here is that there is no sense of urgency, and having a sense of urgency is not necessarily a good thing for an individual that really doesn't really want to do anything. It shows that, and this is just how it is. A lot of people out here don't want to win. And it's not bad. It's not mean or anything like that. It's just a lot of people do not want to win in the game. And the fact that they don't want to win in a game is why they are what they are. And it's just people just have to accept things for what they are and stop trying to make them more than what they're not. It's just how it is, man. Just how it is when it comes to the game and stuff like that. But, you know, we're talking, you know, I want to continue with the lesson and all the other stuff while I look for old boy's name and shit. Trying to find his name while I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers real quick. But if y'all got any questions, put a Q in there. Y'all know the thing to do with a text and all that other stuff. Trying to find Carrie's name, if I can find that joint, Carrie. I think I got you, Carrie. Carrie, you should be good. I guess that's you, Carrie Sandberg. Carrie something. I think I got you, bro. So you should be okay. All right, so let me go ahead and get some of the questions right here. Then we'll continue into the show. A young lady has the privilege of going out with me tomorrow night. How do I continue to spit favor in her ear while we're out? Well, this is what I don't understand. Again, it's a very great question you're having, but you really don't want to know. That's the truth. You really don't want to know. Because if you wanted to know, you would have got coaching. We would have sat down and we would have discussed it, man. And here's the problem is that if I tell you what to do, you're not going to do it because you're not genetically here to do it. But what I'm saying to you is the fact that you're asking the question now versus asking yesterday or getting coaching today to try to fix this shows that you just don't want to do it. And again, I don't know if you're trying to show off in front of everybody. You know how we feel about that, but I don't think you really want to learn. I don't think you want to know, man. I think you're just saying it to say it, but I don't think you want to learn, because if you learn, you would know what to do. And a lot of guys, that's what y'all do. Y'all just don't want this shit, man. No sense of urgency whatsoever. Because everything that you are for yourself comes from within, okay? And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's everything I'm trying to show you guys of how having your standard is so important in everything. There is no standard for the average guy, and that's what y'all have to understand, that you're supposed to be average. You're not supposed to have – you're supposed to look up and find a woman – and let her run your life until one of you are burying each other. That's just how your life's supposed to be. You're not supposed to break free, because breaking free of what you are is time, discipline, and really a want and need to want to do it versus just sit around and just listen to shit. That's not how game works, man. Okay? That's what I'm saying. That's what y'all understand. But Alex, I appreciate it. Again, that's what I'm saying. They don't listen. They just want to. It's like they want to talk to be heard versus to listen. Because you're right, it was there. You're right, A-Dog. You was there. Okay. See, what you guys don't understand, you already have a standard. It's just you're bucking your own system because you have already set your life the way you want your life to be. And now all of a sudden, you want to change the rules of how you live your life, knowing that you can't do it yourself. You can never do it yourself. Because every behavior that you have, gentlemen, is built on an expectation. Not that you have of the world, not that you have of women, but an expectation that you have of yourself. Okay? And whatever situation you're in, okay? And what I'm saying is that's the problem. How can this even be a question? It's more like spitting in my face. I'm gonna keep him in here because I'll warn him. He can't do that again. But I'm just saying that it goes to show you y'all aren't students of the game. You should already know this. I talk about it all the time. You should already know. The fact you're asking me is that you watch it, but you're not taking your notes. You don't have your notebook out. I prep you all the time. Get your notebooks out. Get your pens out. And yet y'all still ask the same question, okay? Here we go. Another judgment. All right. JM, again, this is your problem. Judgment number four. Why do you give up? And let me tell you something. Women don't like bad boys. They like guys like you. They don't watch bad boys, okay? They don't like bad boys. They like guys like you. They fall in love with bad boys. They become attracted to bad boys. They become addicted to bad boys. They don't like bad boys. They don't like bad boys. They like guys like you. So you got that wrong, okay? But see, your problem is you can't put on a mask that says bad boy. And that's the second reason why you're losing. Listen to what you're saying, and I hope you understand. I mean, I got to check the phone lines real quick before I break you down for a second here. It was a good question, but let me check the phone lines real quick. Okay, lines are good. Listen, this is what I'm saying to you, man. I am I am a nerd. I am a geek. I'm a big-ass kid. Now, if I could eat cereal still, I would, but I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't eat cereal like I want to. I'll eat Pop-Tarts and shit sometimes, but I will watch SpongeBob. I will fucking play video games. I am a big fucking kid. Nerdy, geeky, sci-fi and Star Wars. I'm all sci-fi and all that shit, okay? I'm not a nerd. I'm more geeky. I'm not a nerd. But what makes me a bad boy is not the fact that I like to watch SpongeBob or watch sci-fi movies and all that other stuff. What makes me a bad boy is I have a fucking standard that I'm never going to bend or break for a piece of ass. That's what makes me bad. What makes me bad is that I can say no to a beautiful, or what you call beautiful, but what we call a woman. I can say no to a woman and not give a fuck what she says. I can walk away from a beautiful ass woman, which you deem beautiful, we deem normal. I can walk away, okay? I can walk away from them and not care and sleep like a baby so well that I will, damn, sometimes I feel like I put my thumb in my mouth. I sleep like a baby so good. I do not care. But the one thing I never say to myself is, can I change to be what? You know, it's like a lot of people say, like, the man is holding you down, and some people say, well, go knock on his door and find the motherfucker. You know, y'all are chasing this ghost that you're never going to catch. You're taking a word, and you think that word, if you are that word, it's going to define you, and it's not going to define somebody that's worried about women liking other men. It doesn't work that way, man. Doesn't work that way at all, big dog. And that's the problem. I'm not trying to be a bad boy. I don't walk up to women and say, I'm a bad boy. Look at me. I'm bad. I don't say that shit. They recognize what the fuck I am because my behaviors are not like the average male out there. Eddie, shout out. Always a pleasure to hear and learn more about myself. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Eddie, for the super chat. But what I'm saying to you is a good question, but the problem is that you, the question is the problem. Too many judgments in the question you're having, and that's why you're losing. Judgment four, worried about the bad boy. Judgment number one, thinking that, what can I do to be bad? You can't be bad when you're trying to be bad. It doesn't work that way. Motherfuckers that's cool and bad in a woman's eye is a motherfucker that just does the thing that you cannot stop doing, and that is you care, and that is you give a fuck. And because you care, because you give a fuck, guess who's game? Guess what side you're playing on? You're just like a goddamn woman. Women are supposed to give a fuck, and women are supposed to care, and women are also supposed to be insecure, which you guys, unfortunately, are just as bad as the woman. So you cannot grow when you're in your fucking feelings. You know, y'all are so in your feelings over these women. It's amazing. You just choose a side. You got your guys that will talk bad about women, but they still want to fuck them. And then you got guys that act like women that want to fuck them. And women don't want to fuck other women. I mean, they want to sleep with lesbians, you know, that's it. But I mean, it's just deep, dude. So yeah. You should not worry about something that is not on your fucking level right now. That's all I'm saying. It's a great question. But the problem is what is the answer going to help? How is the answer going to help you? It's not, because it's not on your level, because that's not an answer a man would ever come out of a man's mouth, because a man is not worried about the next man. That's what I'm trying to show you, brother. Okay. A good question, but man, wrong neighborhood, brother. That's that red pill shit that you should talk to those guys. They'll give you a bunch of fucking excuses and shit. A man doesn't give a fuck about that shit, man. But like I said before, it's the standards that you set for yourself in your life. And I think some of the problems that y'all guys are having is that y'all don't understand that you guys are consistently consistent in how you are to yourself. Okay? And you have built up so many fake and false expectations, because any expectation that you have involves a woman you've already lost. Because who holds the power? You go out for a woman, she's always going to have that power over you, because You're going out for her. But guess what? Here's the key thing. Women can go out for looking for guys because that's what emotional motherfuckers do. And that's why women get away with it, because they're emotional. Emotional women can do that all the time because they're fucking emotional. Emotional women can do emotional things. That's why we can't say too much about them and what they do, because you are emulating more of what they do versus what real men do. And that's pretty much part of the problem. It's part of the problem right there. Because there's no standard of saying, this is who I am, this is why I am, this is what I want to be or do for myself. How can one do for himself? And he doesn't, man. I mean, when is the last time you even recognized your standard, your laws, your rules, your codes? See, all those things are important to a man because that's how a man treats himself. And it's how a man treats everybody. He will give respect until respect is taken for weakness or kindness. And then he's got to show who the fuck he is. But bad boys don't just go around kicking cats and knocking over trash cans and shit like y'all see on TV. That shit ain't real. Y'all think that shit is real. That shit ain't real. But I'm going to start telling y'all guys, you guys are for the streets, allowing women to walk all over you, step all over you, drive over you, do whatever, and you just sitting there taking it day in and day out. And then to feel better about yourself, you want to talk bad about women. Amazing. But that shows why you don't win in the game. Because your standard will always be predicated to how a woman feels. And that's the problem. Men don't do that. I'm telling you right now, men do not wake up every morning and say, well, you know what? She's the reason for my standard. So what do I have to do to kiss her ass to have, for her to see me for what I am, okay? You don't have to be mean or anything, gentlemen. You don't. That's not what bad boys, assholes, and jerks do. Because we're people. We're people. People, persons. That's a person, not people. But this is what I'm trying to say to you. Y'all think we just walk around mean mugging everybody and just wearing a leather jacket, I guess, with a cigarette in our ear or some silly ass shit or whatever you conjured up in your head? That's not a man. We don't do that. KV, come on, man. Jesus, KV. I got a failure today, KV. Why don't women have a playbook for straightforward men? What do you mean straightforward men? What are you talking about? Why does a man have to be straightforward? Can't a man just be a man? I don't understand. But why do you think they don't have a playbook on? How can she have a playbook on something she's never met before? Tell me, I'm asking you, KV, how can she have a playbook on someone she's never met before? How? Tell me, KV, tell me. This is why y'all lose, man. So what? They don't have our playbooks. Because each one of us beat to the rhythm of our own drum. That's it. We move the way we want to move, but we don't move off of emotions like most of y'all move like. And that's why y'all are still where you're at. Because a master of emotions can spot an emotional motherfucker when she meets him, because she knows herself so well, she can look at your behaviors and tell that you're the same way. And this is why I always say you guys gotta wake up. You gotta wake up. Y'all wanna call and I got y'all covered and all this stuff. Let me grab the remote this way. See, when you don't believe in yourself, you always fall victim to everybody walking all over you. Like I said, you're for the streets now. Because these women will walk all over you and not give a flying fuck about you. That's just how cold they are. But how is your self-esteem right now? And the majority of guys, y'all don't have any self-esteem. And I know I'm here to help you get that and all that other stuff, but I'm just saying that in order for you to win, you got to change this, the way you think, your habits. I told you, y'all are like in the middle of the ocean poking holes in your boat, and then you're grabbing buckets from the ocean and dumping it in the boat. Then you're asking yourself, well, why am I failing? Why isn't this working? Because it's easy if I just came on here and said, it's the woman's fault. It's always the woman this and always the woman that. We are men. We take accountability. We take accountability. But you can't take accountability over your actions when you don't even know who the fuck you are and why you do what you do. Doesn't work. I'm telling y'all. It's a great question, KV, but... Wait, Steve, why don't women have a playbook? Okay. As I said before, you can't have a playbook on something you've never met before. How can you have it? How can you conjure up a playbook on someone you've never met before? Because she's already got the opinion that every guy she runs into, they're all the same. They're just all cookie cutters. They're all the same. There's nothing really different or special about these guys. And that's where I'm trying to tell you. That's where the rubber hits the road. 563-999-3056 is the number. It's your boy, the Dean, Man Mindset, chopping it up with you guys. Just breaking it down to you. This is not hard. It's just hard when you don't know what it is you're doing, gentlemen. But what do y'all say? I'll do it tomorrow. Don't worry, I'll put it off till tomorrow. Don't worry, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. That's y'all's thinking. And why do you think a woman shuns you, I'll do it tomorrow type guys? Because you have no experience when to do it, when to turn it off, when to turn it on, when to simmer it down, or when to turn it up. That's all part of the game right there, gentlemen. And it's something a lot of y'all guys are lacking right now because you guys should have at least 5 to 10 women right now. That's bare minimum. All over the world, you have them all in different spots, and they have one job and one job only, and that is to recognize you as king. That's it. Because that's the kind of respect you should get, the respect of a king, not the respect of someone who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056 is the number. Hold on, shit. What's up, 704? 714, not 04, 14. What's up, 714? What's up?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Yeah, so I just came across your channel like the last week or so, and I've trying to like absorb the information. And so I bought a puzzle just today. And I'm just curious sort of what the process is or what I'm supposed to take away from the process.
Put it together. You just put it together.
Just put it together? Okay.
Yes. Let me tell you why. If I told you what you're supposed to take away from it, then you're going to be looking for that takeaway. It's called self-discovery. Stop looking for what you're going to get out of it and just do it. See what I'm saying? Too many of y'all want to get a type of emotion out of something, and if you don't get your emotion, you're not going to do it. I'm saying just follow the playbook and do it. Don't look for what you're going to get out of it, because what you're going to get out of it, you're still not going to be able to see right now based off of your thinking. Because the game only sees to your level, man. Does that make any sense?
I think so. The game only what to my level?
And your game only seeps to your level. Okay. That's as high as it goes to your level. But everything you're talking about is about women. The game ain't about women. I keep telling you, stop putting women in your evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to evolve by yourself. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah, I think that makes sense. It's just that for me in particular, it is a very strong motivation, you know, women, to get women, to be good with women. It's a very strong motivation, and it's a very it's like a big deficiency in my life, so it's a very strong motivator. And so I guess it's difficult to divorce my desire for women from self-development.
Wait, I'm not okay. I don't want you to just stop your desire for women. I just want you to put in front of that desire is what makes her so fucking special that I got to fucking wait and tippy-toe around her ass. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I want you guys to desire women. I like that, but you can't even justify why you're doing what you're doing. And if you can't justify it, then you're food to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to justify it to yourself first.
Right. So if I understand correctly, it's like I'm not doing this to get a specific woman because, like, I'm not good enough. It's more just I'm developing myself for myself. And then,
well, you're not doing it to get a specific woman because you don't know who you're going to run into when you walk out your door.
Right.
But I'm gonna see you. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand because it's I understand the concept of, okay, it's okay to desire women, but let's not do this, or let's at least put into perspective, like, okay, what am I doing for this woman? Like, how is she special to me? And the only thing I can think of.
Wait, so why don't you value grass in your yard?
It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous.
Right. It's everywhere. Yeah, that's okay. So what makes grass so special then?
I mean, nothing really, I guess, unless it's your yard and really enjoy the craft, I guess.
Take grass out and put women there and put woman in there. Same thing. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just hard to
you know.
No, yeah. It's not difficult. It's just realizing that, you know what? They're just not special right now.
Mm.
They're just not. And it's not a bad thing to desire a woman, because I don't want to shame you for desiring a woman. It's a bad thing when you desire a woman and you don't use common fucking sense. I want some pussy. I meet this woman, and I'm going to ask her. I know nothing about her. I don't even know anything about myself. I don't have my crib together. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to ask her to come to my place.
Right.
And that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they think women are stupid. Yeah, women think that they're actually stupid. Yeah. I mean, they're not. You look, I'm not saying that you're never going to have a one-night stand with a woman, because once you become a man, like I keep telling y'all, it's a different level because they want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
They miss you. They want to, again, they want to fuck you. They want to taste you. They want to kiss you. So if that's the case, do I actually have to beg a woman to go back to my place?
No.
But when you don't have a sense of self, first thing you want to do is think that if I get her in my place, then that's the justification.
Mm.
They try to justify it. Can't do that, brother.
Mm. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
I'm just trying to put it all together. I try to make sense.
Yeah,
but it's all good. No, I appreciate you being here. No, you asked some great questions, but I just want to – look, what I'm saying is this, and again, I say it again. I want you to desire women, but I don't want you to desire women to a point where you think life is porn, Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And regarding porn, like I think I've seen you mention NoFap and how that's like a way to, I guess, manipulate men or play them.
Yeah, yeah. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Are you near a computer?
No, I'm actually driving right now.
Okay, well don't crash. Okay, well.
Okay.
what a lot of you young guys do is you're always waiting for the next best phrase or word to come out, and you just gravitate to it like a woman that waiting for the next purse or shoes to come out or dress. That's what y'all do. Because if you do your homework on that NoFap shit, what is it supposed to do? What does it actually do? What? You're not supposed to jerk off, but you're supposed to have some power back or something?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it before, and I will say that after about a couple of weeks, you do feel more alive, more vigor.
Alive and vigor. Wait, alive and vigor to do what?
You know, the thing for me is it does motivate me.
To do what? Motivate you to do what?
To basically go out and I'll say chase women, to be around women, to talk to them.
So you need to stop jerking off to do something you can do while you jerk off? What's the difference?
Well, I guess the difference is the fulfillment aspect, like the ego aspect of, like, it's a real woman. I got this woman.
What are you fulfilling with blue balls? What is gathering blue balls going to fulfill? What is that supposed to fulfill?
All I can say is that it can make
feel... No, you can't say, okay, this is, I'm trying to show you a lesson, young man.
Sure.
The thing that you don't... See, this is where they fuck y'all guys up. Y'all just say things, and you don't even know what it is you're saying, why you're saying it. You can't even defend what it is. You just do it, and you just trust it. You see what I'm saying? Okay, mm-hmm. So you went on YouTube, and some YouTuber told you not to jerk off, right? That's how you figure it out. Okay. So let's look at the picture for a second. You're watching another man tell you what to do with your dick. Does that not sink in? Like, another man's telling me what to do with my dick.
Right.
Okay, that's strike one. I'm just showing you common sense. Then strike two is, do you know how that shit even started? Have you ever done your research or homework on that subject to know where it started from?
As far as I know, it's Reddit, and it was just like a random "don't masturbate for 90 days," and I think that's how.
It was a loser in 2011 reading a post in Reddit from 2003 on the subject. So he decided to create the whole damn stupid ass thing, man. Because here's my question. What was there before there was NoFap?
I mean, not to get too much into it, but, you know, there is like a tradition of like semen retention. Like, that's like an esoteric thing, but I don't know
I guess a boxer. I can see like a boxer and stuff like that, but you're not a boxer.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Right. It's no, I'm not knocking. I'm just trying to get you to see something.
No, it's just funny.
It's like, you guys try to justify what someone else is doing to justify why you should be doing it. It's like saying that, like you're saying, okay, there are athletes out there who don't fuck while they train. That's true. But what they're training for is something y'all aren't training for. Y'all are not trying to be boxers or MMA fighters and all that other stuff. You're trying to take something that someone else is doing and you want to tie it into thinking that's what men do or that's how men move. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the sense that I'm listening to other people what to do with my life.
You should question. Okay. They're telling you what to do with your life, but what solutions are they giving you to navigate your life?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
that's the whole problem.
That's a good question.
But see, they don't want you to even think that deep. Because they want you to actually think what you're, what they're teaching you is actually going to benefit. Okay. When you don't, what y'all don't understand is when you don't get that release and you build up those blue balls, you become more aggressive because you're looking to release the nut.
Right.
And if you're not doing it for by yourself, you're looking for someone to do help you along the way in doing it, and that can be a dangerous game for a young boy, a young man, not a young boy, but a young man. You know what I mean? That's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing. So what I'm saying is that when you like when you look at your friends before you came and woke the fuck up, when you hear guys talk about that, well, here's the question. What were they doing before NoFap? What were they doing before NoFap? They were meth house. They were on their purpose, remember? Just one catch word to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You ready to know at the end of the day, the worst part about all that shit that they, all that bullshit they showing y'all motherfuckers, it's all over a fucking woman. It all boils down. High value, being on your purpose, going your own way, all that SYS going, all that bullshit, they conjure in it. At the end of the day, it boils down to a woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day.
Right.
Taps, let me say something to you, brother. Why do you give a fuck about what these kids are addicted to? You trying to get some kids or some shit? The fuck you care? Why do you care? Let their parents take care of that shit. Why do you care? And what do these kids probably addicted to pornography have to do with you? This is what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? It's like a woman tries to justify someone trying to tell you that is wrong. Listen, your leader was a loser. The guy that created all that shit found it off of a Reddit page from a Chinese dude, man. And it's like the pill shit. It's no different from the pill shit, Carl. You see what I'm saying? It's no different from the pill shit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I get it. As far as something that you latch on to. It's sort of like the magic pill that's gonna fix everything for you. Yeah. And all it really does is keep
right.
your spinning. And I get that. It's just difficult because there is a physical aspect to this, but maybe I'm just confusing.
When you say there's a physical aspect, what do you mean physical aspect? What do you mean, brother?
You get blue balls, right? And the thing is, me personally, I'm a very introverted, shy, kind of like meek person in general, especially around women. And when I'm able to go long enough and I take the right supplements, like I do everything, I go to the gym and I have a good day. I actually like talking to women. I like looking them in the eye. I like pursuing them, like, you know, pursuing in the sense that like, I want to meet a girl. Like, man, maybe I'll meet a girl at the gym. Maybe I'll run into a girl.
But do you understand how your mind has just fucked you over by your statement? I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate the honesty. Well, why do you think you're fucking yourself over by what you just said?
I think it's because, if I had to guess, it's because I'm relying on something I'm relying on something other than my own, I guess,
look what else you're doing. You're not going to the gym for you because you want to work out for yourself. You're going for a fucking woman, and that's why you lose. You say to yourself, I want to go to X to meet a woman. You automatically lose because, again, I want you to see something because I love this conversation we're having. I want you to see something.
Okay.
Think about all this shit and all this shit they say bad about women They knock women down. They call them all these things, right? But yet, at the end of the day, they still want women.
Right.
And at the end of the day, wait, BB game. At the end of the day, now this is the crazy part. This is the craziest part. Okay, this is the motherfucking craziest part. Craziest part is that women think more of a grain of sand on the beach than they do that fucking community of guys who are hanging out with other guys talking about women as if they're special.
Yeah.
To a point where they're saying, think about power. I just want you to think about power for a second, young man. Think about this for a second. Hopefully this will be a wake up to see this. Who has the power? Who has the power right now, men or women? Who do you think has the power right now?
As a society, women, I would say.
All right, society, women. Okay. When it comes to relationships and all that, who holds the power?
Ideally, a man. I would say the man is the one who has power.
Okay. Men do, but most of you guys out there are not men. So if you're not a man, what power do you hold? I want you to think about this for a second. Look, I'm gonna show you the why. These guys actually grabbed a movie written by a woman, directed by transsexuals, actually grabbed a movie and centered the movie around what?
Trinity.
No, women.
Well, women, yeah.
Metal.
Yeah.
Centered around what? Women. Being on your purpose. Centered around women. So who holds the power? It's like they don't. Okay, it's like they don't even realize that they are really declawing and defranging these young boys by making everything about what? Or at the end of the day, women. We peel it all the way down to the core. What are they making it about?
Women.
Right. Who aren't even thinking about you. But yeah, you're thinking and talking about them. They're not thinking about you. They're going about their life because guys like those are creepy. They're not thinking about you guys. Y'all are thinking about each other. Yeah. And I'm not trying to think about that for a second. How much power does a woman have? Now you're right. I'm gonna show you how deep this is. How much power does a woman have where a guy throws away his now? Wait, let's back that up. Now, we can agree that our ancestors, okay, that came to the Americas, okay, some of them came above the boat and same came below the boat, okay? Okay? Okay. They got here. We had our names, we were given names, whatever, right? How much power does a woman have where you say, fuck my ancestors, fuck what they went through, however I got here, right? And change my name to a plate or a saucer. How powerful are women to make somebody... To make someone say, fuck my heritage, fuck my ancestors, and I'm going to be Blue Pill Mike. How much power do they actually have? This is what I'm saying. It's amazing that they don't see this.
Yeah,
everything. Even before all that bullshit, the PUAs, the pickup artists, they came up with tricks, gimmicks, and their own language for who? Women. They created jargon because of women. They created their own fucking language. They said, fuck English. We're going to use neg and day game and night game and be over. Wait. Because of who? Because of what? What does it come down to again?
The women.
Right.
I just as a quick little.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say real quick. Yeah, I think part of that that terminology, aside from like it's for women, I think it's also like the marketing, you know, like, oh, we have these secrets.
Okay. Now, this is us coming from third base on the home. You ready for this?
Okay. Sure.
If the game is not about women, then what the fuck are they talking about then? What are they talking about then? The game ain't about women. Mm. So if the game is not about women, then what is all this jargon and shit? What is it for then? Why is it even out here if it has nothing to do with it? They have it to do with women, but the game has nothing to do with women.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I understand. I think my one... So the thing that's kind of tripping me up, and I don't know this sure. necessarily.
No, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you got. Okay. Say what's on your mind.
So, we shouldn't do things for women, but let's say, like, you know, women do things for men as a sex, right? They put on makeup, they dress, they do whatever they do.
They don't do it for men. They do it to cover up their insecurities. Mm-hmm. They put on, okay. All right, let's look at it. Let's say A, B, and C, okay? A is insecurity, and B is makeup, dresses, purses, and shoes, and C are guys, okay? Everything they're doing is to cover up the fact that they know they ain't shit. They know they ain't shit.
Yeah,
they know
that's, for me, that's a tough one just because it's hard for me to conceive, you know, like of them seeing themselves as that
because the makeup covers up the okay. If you ever watch these commercials, like you know, getting rid of dry skin, wrinkles, fucking your hair and all that. All they're doing is tapping into the insecurities. That's how they're selling the products to the woman. But the woman is buying it because she hates herself so bad that she feels like taking on makeup is going to soothe the deep issue that she's having.
Mm-hmm.
Or then the guys. See, it's a false sense of what's going on with the women. But now here's the thing. Women are allowed to do this because women are emotional. That's why they get away with it, because they're driven by their fucking feelings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's right, but that's their cope to handle their emotions by lying to themselves, by taking on shit, thinking that it's going to make them something that they're not. Okay.
Mm, right.
Now, where it becomes a problem with the guys is that we should not be emotional and in our fucking feelings and be all insecure about who the fuck we are, like the woman. And then what we do is the makeup is the med towel and the going your own way and the high value, the kayfabe words. That's your makeup, your dresses, and your purses. Because just like dresses, purses, and shoes, what do y'all do? You take med towel on, you put on that shoe for a few months or maybe a year, and then you take it off because there's a brand new shoe called being on your purpose. And then there's a brand new dress called, you know, stay on your money status because somebody conjured that shit up. And then there was another makeup called No Fap. Y'all conjured that up. And all you're doing all this time is waiting. It's like you're in line waiting for the next phrase. You're waiting for the next phrase to come out to justify, you ready, your insecurity. All these things are justifying or covering up what is really at your core is that you don't really fucking love your fucking self. You truly hate yourself. You know what I mean? You truly, but see, and again, I hate to say this, I give the woman the pass because she's on her fucking feelings. She's emotional. She's a up and down roller coaster, PMS and all that other shit, right? That's okay because that's what women are supposed to do. Men are not supposed to do that. Yeah. How many, I asked Jesse, but I'm going to ask you, how many ways can you say government, family court, and women ain't shit? How many ways can you say that?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Right, because guess what? Like the makeup companies, you're not – okay, when you're – okay,
I get it.
Let me go makeup companies to women. Okay, makeup companies to women and stuff. They're not supposed to think. We're just going to fix the emotion through the coping mechanisms of makeup, shoes, and purses. We're thinking for them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're thinking for the woman. And the way we're thinking for the woman is – I'm just showing you how – from the woman's side. We're saying to you is that I know you don't love yourself, but guess what? I've got the cure, olive oleum. I've got the cure, head and shoulders. I've got the cure of new kind of makeup, blush, eyeliner, nails, weave. I've got the answer to not solve your problem, but to get your dollar. You're never going to be solved until you get a structured man that solves it for you, because what a man does is he takes away the woman's insecurity. That's the addiction. He can take that away from her with the same power of clothes, car, makeup, and all that stuff, okay? Now, that's on the woman's side. But now if we flip the coin and look at the guys, okay, what are we saying here? You choose not to learn game or really learn yourself to learn to have a standard. You choose to sit on the sideline. You choose to make excuses. You choose to blame women, or you want to blame all women. You make the choice, right? Now, because you're making that coat, now you're making that choice because you're really insecure. Let's look at how we're going to cope with that mechanism, right? Cope, I'm going to give that as an EO world, coping. But how that is this. We're going to give you catch. Okay, have you ever watched wrestling? You ever watched wrestling when you were small?
Yeah, I used to.
All right, who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I mean, I like The Rock. I like
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so when you were a little kid and The Rock grabbed the microphone and he said, if you smell, and what would you do? What would you do right then? You'd be like, if you smell, la, 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 with The Rock is cooking.
Right.
You want to know why? Because that was your connection to the character. You felt like you actually knew the character because when he grabbed that microphone and held it like this, oh, it's go time. I got to wait for him to say it, though. I got to wait. If you smell, oh, here it goes. And you would say it. You see what I'm saying? Or Stone Cold, because Stone Cold and everybody, because Stone Cold said so. Psh, throwing the beers, grabbing the beers, smashing the beers, giving the middle finger, drinking the beers, throwing the beers away. You right? Triple H,
right.
Going up to the ropes, looking to the left, looking to the right, look to the left, grab some water, look down, and what did we do? Spin it in the air, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows those, right? Because that was the connection. Because you felt like you were really part of what was going on. That's how Vincent K. McMahon sold products. Because he connected you to the character, not the real person. Remember, Rock is just a character. He's just playing a character, meaning that some days he's a good guy or some months, you know what I mean? And then he'll turn heel. And then he'll turn face. Then he'll turn heel again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He keeps switching it up because he's taking the individual on their own emotional roller coaster ride. Like when he's a good guy and he turns heel, isn't that shocking news? Holy shit, you talk to your boys like that. Y'all see Rock turn. Rock turned heel, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're saying that's basically what
these YouTubers do. Right, that's what the YouTubes are doing. Right now, you're cheering on the Met. At first, you were cheering on Metal. Oh, I'm going my own way. Don't know where the fuck you going. I'm going my own way. I'm going my own way. I'm going on my way until someone changed the Metal to being on your purpose. And then what did you change your language to say? Oh, I'm on my purpose. I'm on my purpose. I'm on my purpose. All you're doing is like a parrot mimicking what you're told to mimic. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're just mimicking it to a point where, isn't it odd? Now, you know Metal's kind of going away. You know purpose is going away. Then where it came in, money, status, and clothes, right? To a point where people call in the shows and be like, well, I'm this tall, and I go to the gym, and I got a good job. And then what was the next thing they said? Chad, Boom Boom, and Ray Ray. You know, it's all these Chads getting all the women. It's all these Boom Boom and Ray Ray. It's always these guys that don't have jobs. They ain't doing anything. And Ray, look at me. Boo-hoo. I've got a job. I've got degrees. And it's just not fair to a point where they solve it. You know what? Forget about American women, because apparently y'all think – women overseas are just fucking ignorant as fuck. And let's think about that for a second. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you how ignorant motherfuckers are overseas. Hold on, give me a second. Let me pull one up because I saw it a long time ago. All right, let me pull it up. I think this is one. Okay, you ready? All right, check this out. So, woman, now this happened in China. Now, follow me with this because I need to wake you up on this stuff. They're trying to tell you that women are so third, fourth, and sixth world country type motherfuckers that they can't recognize a bitch when they see one. They actually have you guys thinking that women don't smell suckers just because they speak a different language. Now, there's an article I'm reading right here. Boyfriend, okay? This woman gets 20 boyfriends to buy her iPhones in China. That's game right there. But wait a second, she's not supposed to have game because she's foreign, right? That's how they got y'all thinking. They got you. Okay, have you ever seen Taken?
I'm familiar with the plot. Never actually seen it, but I'm familiar with
the plot.
All right,
you need to watch because let me show you what's going on. Let me show you what game is going on. Okay. These guys are telling you to find women that are in other countries, right? So you go on these apps and you're talking to women in other countries. Are you actually think you're talking to women in other countries? Or you think you're talking to these motherfucking, these syndicates that may show a woman's face, you know, who's all hooked up on drugs or something. But, I'm sorry, let me turn it off. But what I'm saying is, you don't know who you type into. You don't know who's on the other end of that damn computer. You just see a face. You just see a picture and some text words. And these guys think that these women are stupid. See, bitch comes in every fucking language. Weak male is in every language. You think outside of the United States, only we are the ones that are dumb assholes? And people from China or UK or any other place, Japan, that they don't get ran over by women? You don't think that didn't happen?
We're tricked into thinking that Western culture is the only culture where
men can be. Right, but here's the thing. Let's look at game. Now, they got these shows called like 90 Day Fiancé or something where guys meet women overseas and shit.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the game is? The game is becoming an American citizen. The game is bringing my family over here. That's the game. And if that means I've got to rub up on your loser ass for a little while, get you to marry me or have a kid by you, I'm willing to take that sacrifice to bring my family over to the States. And people don't even understand that. See, when you, if you're in the military, when you port, there's always women that's ready to sleep with you. You want to know why? They don't want to sleep with you because they're attracted to you. They know you have access to the USA, and they're trying to find a way to get to the USA. So who's the mark? Who's the mark? The women or the men?
The men.
Right. But what are these guys saying? Go overseas.
Go over there.
Go overseas.
Yeah.
Forget about hey, forget these American women. Because, hey, those foreign women are dumb as fuck. They won't see us coming. Oh, you want to bet? You want to bet?
Yeah,
they see you coming. Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's how game is. That's what I'm saying. So they kayfabe you guys and thinking y'all go overseas. So, so when you left money status and all the other stuff, what did you go to next? Going overseas, you know, going overseas to meet women. Then after you went overseas to meet women, then I think NoFap came in. And then after NoFap came in, what's the new big boy in the block? What's the big boy in the block right now? Come on, I know you know it. Who's the big boy in the block? What's the phrase that's big on the block right now?
I'm not sure.
It starts with high. It starts with high and ends with man.
Oh, high value male or great value male.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because somebody decided to come up with something new. And what do you guys mimic? I'm a high value man. I'm a HVM.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't even understand that you're talking this way to other men.
Yeah, it is weird when you think about it like that.
Well, that's the only way to think about it.
Yeah.
You can't say about any other way, but for what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get you to the why. The reason why you think that way is because you don't have a standard. The standard is your compass that guides you. Women are not supposed to have a standard because they're emotional, but men are supposed to have standards, okay? Because your standard is your values, how you see yourself, how you communicate yourself to yourself. So if you are running around screaming, don't jerk off, and telling your boys, hey, let me tell you what to do with your dick. What are you saying to these women when you meet a woman? Are you actually going to be a man when all you're doing is learning how to be like a woman?
Right.
And last thing I want to tell you to you, young man, is if you look at the guys that's telling you, do you actually think they get pussy?
I doubt it.
but you were younger and you followed it, but you didn't even think to look at who's telling you what they're telling you. Because some guys are doing it for a hustle. Like I told you, man, I know guys that try to teach manhood and they're bisexual and gay. All these guys, they're not even giving you their real name. They're conjuring up a name, and y'all actually think that's the real motherfucking person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I've gotten wise enough that I can kind of spot that stuff, you know?
Yes.
Guys like Fresh and Fit, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, it's just more of the same bullshit, but I get what you're saying, man. I get what you're saying. Because I was
right.
There. For sure.
Right, but again, they're kids. What can a kid or a police officer, because you know he's a cop, what can a police officer teach you when he, okay, think about it. He's trying to teach you how to lift weights, right? And when you're lifting weights, what are you making? Starts with a G. Gains, right? Right?
Yeah.
Gains, right?
Yeah.
So this motherfucker changes his name to what? Myron Gaines to connect working out. That's not who he is. But y'all think that motherfucker's a messiah because guess what? He has a table full of women. Or that he sits with women all the time.
Yeah.
And just because he sits with women, that but let me tell you something. In the '80s, I got caught in that for 1 second till I had to get punched in my chest because rappers decided, see, we didn't know that we used to think, because we used to break dance when rap came, you know, I was in generation rap. We used to think that the rappers actually owned the jewelry, the cars, the houses, and got the women. That was a lie. But now, mind you, I was in fucking like what, junior high school, so that's my past. I was young. I just saw what was on TV. I was like, wow, they got it going on. But but if you look at it, it's all fake. It's TV is smoke and mirrors. That's all it is. What is the purpose of having women on your panel if the game ain't about women? What is their purpose? What is their purpose?
I mean, other than just to attract male viewers and live vicariously through the...
All right. And let me say this real quick to you. Think about think about the advertisers. Oh, no. Let's think about the club owner. Okay? Let's say you got a club, right? You got a club. You're trying to get it off. What are you going to do on Thursday? What are you going to do Thursday and Friday night? You're going to call it ladies' night. Why?
Yeah.
Because you're going to let the ladies in for what? Free. Why? Because you know the bitches are going to follow the motherfucking skirts.
Yeah.
So you know, okay, I've got the electric bill, bartender bill, bouncer bill, DJ bill, and motherfucking light bill, right? Guess who's paying that shit? Not the women. All the suckers that's buying the drinks. All the suckers that's paying $20, $30 to get in the club. That's how game is run. But people don't see that. They just see, oh, my God, this place is hot. It's hitting with women. Because when I walked out my door, what did I tell myself? I want a relationship. I want a woman. I want a piece of ass. And that's where most guys go wrong. Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
But you got to wake up. That's all I'm saying. Like seven, the other 714 called in earlier, it's not a travesty. The world has always been this way, brother. Let's say you were an alien that came to this planet, right? And I walked to you, 714, and I said, hey, 714, I got an idea. I got an idea for a business, all right? 714, I just want you to see this vision. I just got this great idea. What we'll do is we'll buy a building. And then what we'll do is we'll fill the building with a bunch of fucking poles in there. And then what we'll do is we'll put some ATM machines in that building. And we'll have some women dancing on the poles. And here's the best thing about it. We'll have the guys throwing money at us. You probably think I'm fucking crazy as fuck. What the fuck you mean? That'd never work. Who's dumb enough to wait in line to go and watch women dance on a pole that they ain't going to fuck? Oh, no, that's the best thing about it. They can go upstairs into what we call a VIP room, right, and they get special treatment for more money. And guess what? We can mark up a glass of water to $20.
Yeah.
We can mark up beer to $15, $16. And they won't care because they're going to just watch some titties on the pole. What do you think about my idea? God be like, man, you out of your fucking mind. Ain't nobody that goddamn stupid. Okay. Then we were the last one. Hold on. Wait. Okay, let's scratch that one. Oh, I got a better idea. Why don't we rent out an apartment, and what we'll do is we'll get a bunch of webcams, and we'll put the webcams all over. We'll put a webcam in the kitchen, the bathroom, the dining room, the bedrooms, and the bathrooms. And what we'll do is we'll go live, and we'll just put a bunch of women in there. They'll get free rent. And guys will give us their money just to watch these women walk around the house eating cereal, watching TV, and talking amongst themselves. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Well, no, but
it
think about
works,
it. I mean, back then, it'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Who,
I get the absurdity of it.
Right. Right. Who would be dumb enough to just sit around on a webcam to just watch a bunch of women that ain't going to smack? And then you say they got to pay for it? Ain't going to happen. But look at what's happening.
Yeah.
So, again, the rule when you don't have a standard, okay? When you don't have a standard, okay? You get caught up in everything when you don't have a standard.
Yeah.
And you're blind to it. And again, the women get the pass because they're emotionally driven. The problem is most guys are what? Emotionally driven. To a point now, hey, now this is the last one I'm gonna tell you. Well, I got an idea. Why don't we rent out a room and we'll put a bunch of pillows in the room, okay? And what we'll do is we'll let guys, only men, go in that room and fucking spoon each other, hold each other, and cuddle with each other to come together in a unity because men hurt, and it's okay for men to hurt together. Right. You see what I'm saying? You'd be like, nah, dude, I'm leaving this planet. There's no way. There's no way that men will rub up on another man, holding another man, cuddling him to have a unity of understanding of feelings. Cuddle parties, they're doing it right now. And they're doing it through YouTube. Do you see what these guys? These guys spend more time with guys than they do with women, and that's the mind fuck. Let me say it one more time. They spend more time with other guys than they do women. I'm not making this shit up. I promise you. They're in the room listening to other guys mimicking what whoever's on that thing. You know, again, I always say pumpernickel or pineapple. They just come up with a word, and all they're doing is mimicking because that's how cults work. The cult leader pushes the agenda. The people that are following the leader defends the hive. Because remember, talking about the cult leader is like talking about mom, right? Because these young boys take the umbilical cord out of mommy, and then they attach it to a man that what? Reminds them of mommy. So if somebody is attacking the cult leader, technically he's attacking my mother, and I'm not going to let him attack my mother. I'm going to protect him. That's the world we're living in, young man.
Yeah.
I wish it was a lie, but that's the world we're living in. That's what we're living in right now.
All right.
And the worst part about it is you take all that, right? And then, what happens when you see a woman? what happens when you see a woman? I mean, they don't teach you how to talk to them. So what do you say when you see a woman? You don't say you fuck up and look like a fool and idiot. And what does that bring you back to? It brings you back to the comfort zone or the cuddle of the place you left because you feel so stupid. The other guys are going to cuddle you and say, it's okay. It's not your fault. That woman is just for the streets and she's whatever they conjure up about women and all that other stuff. It's a great racket, and it's sad that, and here, you know the worst part about it, young man? It's not even their fault. You listen to what I'm saying. I can't blame any of those motherfuckers that's doing what they're doing. Because that's their right to do whatever they want. That's not their fault. It's the gullible motherfucker that's following them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. So, anything else you got?
No, that's it, man. I want to thank you, man. You really opened my eyes to a lot of stuff. And I look forward to
But don't believe me. I will tell you, don't believe me. See it for yourself. Say fuck you, Steve, and everything you're saying. Let me turn on this shit and see what the fuck they're talking about. And really see it for yourself. Really see it for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
That's what's important. You gotta see it for yourself. You gotta see it for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on that puzzle and keep
get on your puzzle. There you go, young man.
Yeah. Thank you.
I respect you, young man.
I'll be in touch.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, 13. Guys, y'all want to call in? We can. We're talking about having a standard. Guys, y'all have a question, just put a Q in there, and we got you covered. Let's go ahead and get it. Gentlemen, y'all call in. Y'all have the number to call in. Y'all call in real quick, 13 minutes, 563-999. 3056 is the number. We're talking about the standard, and I will continue, okay? See, what y'all don't understand is when you don't have a standard, women are going to see you as food. The standard is the thing that keeps women at bay and shows them how they need to behave around you. And this goes to the guys out there, because when they call, what do they always say? Steve, I got a problem. Steve, I got a situation. What does that automatically tell me? You don't have a standard, because a woman is not a problem and a woman is not a situation. You have created a problem and you have created a situation. The woman is only following what you are telling her what to do, and you guys don't realize that you are always telling women what to do, and that is to act off of your reactions. No, and it doesn't come down to integrity. It does not come down to integrity, because if that was the case, y'all motherfuckers would be men right now. Nope, that's not it. That's the see, it's just y'all throw words around like they really actually have meaning. Y'all throw words around like they have meaning. You see what I'm saying? Okay? And that's the problem, and truly the issue is that y'all always are trying to justify so much pain, so much misunderstanding, and all these other things with just a one-word phrase, thinking that I have integrity. No, integrity with no standard is nothing. Integrity with no standard and no rules is even worse. You can't have those things. You can't. You can't. And what I'm saying to you guys out there, you have a standard. It's just the standard is mommy standards, emotional standards. Okay? How can you raise your standard when you can't even get your ass out of the fucking house? How can you achieve what you want to achieve when you don't even rehearse what you need to say to begin the process to achieve the thing you want to achieve? How the fuck does that even work? How does that work, gentlemen? Check the lines real quick. Okay, lines are good. How does that work, gentlemen? Think about this. Why do you think you're struggling all the time? Because your expectations of you are so low that you know what the problem is, but you choose not to do anything about it. Men, my kind, we are always raising the expectation of us first. We are never satisfied with just being normal. We are willing to do that much more to get what we want because we know who we are. And y'all don't. You don't. You don't. Yeah, cool. Yes, it's about standing on your square, but if you don't know what your square represents, what are you actually standing on? You're right about what you're saying, but you're wrong about these guys. They ain't standing on shit. Everything they're standing on has to do with a woman. They're like standing on Tampaxes. They're not standing on squares. They're standing on Tampaxes and shit. Maxi pads and shit. Man, maxi pads. And the reason is because they have a worship of women, that's so great that they are blind to the fact that they're even worshiping women. Everything you're doing has woman in it. You, how the fuck do you think you'll get women by worshiping somebody that hates herself? But how do you get got? Because your opponent hates herself. She is the master of insecurity. So if she's the master of insecurity, then don't you think she can detect insecurity in you? She's the master of deception and manipulation because she manipulates her looks with the makeup. She manipulates her hair with the wig. She manipulates her eye with the fake eye. She manipulates her nails with fake nails. She manipulates her bra or her chest with a push-up bra. She manipulates her body with wearing tight spandex. So she's always manipulating her body. So if she's the master of manipulation, do you actually think you run a game on her when you're trying to manipulate her? I mean, my God. I mean, this is not rocking. It's something to think about because the thing I hate to say, Jesus Christ, I hate saying this shit because you know how I am. I giving women credit for shit. Hate this. But the problem is, man, these women have more of a standard than you guys do. I'll tell you why. Because she knows how to put you in the place she chooses to put you on because her standard dictates what you are to her is where you're going to be working for her. I hate to say it, they have standards. It's a woman's standard, but they have a standard. Because when they talk to you, they already know if you're the chauffeur, the bank, the bitch, you're going to put up her Christmas lights, you're going to fix something or be a shoulder to cry on, or you're going to buy her shit. She already knows based off of her standard that she can play like she's a damsel in distress. She knows how to work you. She knows how to manipulate you. When you meet her, she's already met you. So that means she's already 20 moves ahead of you. But yet she's smart enough to make you think that you're actually in control when you begin to lose control and you don't even see it. That's part of their standard, though. That's why they are ruling over you guys. And then to make things even worse, you're getting it from both sides. You're getting it from the women coming this way, and you're getting the reinforcement from the YouTubers. Man, y'all are getting fucked over so bad, man. I don't feel bad for you, but I should feel bad for you right now. I should feel bad for you right now. But y'all getting it both ways. Y'all getting it from the women, but you're reinforcing the behavior by making everything about women. Everything is always about women. But yet, you don't approach them. Okay, they're sluts and whores, but you don't approach them. They ain't shit to some of these guys, which is true, and you don't approach them. They're for the streets, and you don't approach them. They have a high count of guys, and you still don't go in at them. You don't do it. So it doesn't make any sense why you even listen to stuff. Some of you guys, and I was like you at one point, living paycheck to paycheck, talking about, well, if I meet her, she's going to take everything I have. Are you fucking serious? What the fuck? You're living paycheck to paycheck, and they got you actually thinking that, well, if I meet a woman, she's going to take everything I got. What the fuck do you have? What do you have? And then it's the single mother thing. I just don't understand that for some reason y'all actually think that these women are having immaculate conceptions for you Bible aficionados. That means that one day these women wake up and they end up pregnant. But they don't tell you about some guys poking holes in the rubber. They don't tell you about the guys out there hiding her pills and all that other stuff. They don't tell you about those guys. But isn't it funny that she just ends up pregnant? I mean, just immaculate conceptions everywhere. Because y'all aren't getting them pregnant, right? It's just they wake up one morning and they're pregnant. Wow. It's amazing. All these immaculate conceptions. You knew she wasn't shit when you met her. You knew she wasn't shit when you went over there and approached her, because you knew she shouldn't be approaching. You knew she wasn't shit when you started begging her for shit. You knew she wasn't shit when she started dogging you out. You knew she wasn't shit, and yet you wanted to take her out. And when you took her out, you took her to a nice restaurant, and you knew she wasn't shit. You knew she wasn't shit when she told you you ain't shit, but yet you still hung around, right? And then all of a sudden, this immaculate conception happens. Then all of a sudden, it's not fair. It's not fair. You know, it's not fair. Women have this power. As soon as she gets pregnant, I have no say-so in the matter. Do you have say so? Do you actually think you don't have say so? You have say so when you first saw her. You have say so when you first saw her and knew she wasn't shit, that you should have walked the fuck away. But no, you couldn't, because you're so goddamn thirsty, desperate, needy. You got to get the pussy by any means necessary. Just want to get my dick wet. Not even thinking this thing through. But yet, and again, yes, I agree. As soon as she pees on that stick and it ends up a plus sign, you have no rights at that point. That's the truth. I agree with all those motherfuckers saying that. But here's where the disagreement is. Where are these motherfuckers telling you guys to wrap your fucking dicks up? Where's these guys telling you to vet these women before you even spread their legs open? Where's that at? Nah, they can't do that, because that's the solution. No, come on in. I understand how you're feeling. I get it. It's not fair. Yeah, she just ended up pregnant somehow. And look, hey, she going to take you all your money. Let me bring you Tyler. What's up, Tyler? What's up?
Hey, Coach. I'm just sitting back listening. I agree with you. I can definitely tell you that I'm making different decisions based on standards. And the things that glare are the times I, like, don't go and accept sex that, like, is either not how I want it or substandard. I definitely know before I would have been getting that blowjob in front of the fucking police station, and I won't do that anymore. You know what I mean? It's just like crazy. because right, I think that's it. People are hungry. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying this. Okay. I try to tell you importance of your sperm, your name, your legacy, your bloodline, and you just don't give that away to anybody. You just don't give that away. That's the best part. You just don't give that away to a woman. And yet, you're giving it away to an ain't shit woman. You know she ain't
right.
shit. You knew she wasn't shit. But then you want to say, oh, it's not fair now. Oh, man, now she's withholding the kid from me. Now she's not letting me see my child and all this other stuff. But wait a second. You picked the motherfucker. You knew she wasn't shit. So is it really her fault that you didn't have enough faking process to wrap up? It amazes me. And I hate giving women credit. You know that gets under my goddamn skin. I hate that shit. But I can't get mad at a woman who ain't shit that holds a child away from you because that was your end game. She got what she wanted. She doesn't need you anymore. Now she's got you on a 20-year plan or 18-year plan, and she ain't going to get to see your kids. She's going to put you through hell. But you knew she wasn't shit. But because that individual doesn't have the standard, he thinks that all relationships are problematic because that's what I see on TV. And the thing about it is, isn't it odd? Problems are always solved in a 30-minute TV show. Really, 25 minutes in the TV show, it's always solved. But they don't even live because they think TV is actually real life and everything, man.
Well, and the thing is, I'm noticing is that, I think before there were times where I felt like I was creating my standard based on how I was reacting to something a woman did versus like what we're doing right now on this show, which is, you know, talking about the king, going into that place where you know yourself and know what you want, creating your standard before you even go out into the world.
Yes.
And
yes,
I don't know. I think that's what's happening. You know, you're talking about these other content creators. I think that's kind of what's happening is they're using women do as like topics to talk about how they're going to react. And then they say that that's how they're creating a standard, you know? Okay. Well, she does this.
Hey,
now you do that.
Hey,
you get what you want.
And the, you know, the worst part about it, Tyler, no matter how bad they paint the woman to be, these motherfuckers still want the woman. No matter how bad they paint the woman to be, these guys are still scared to go up to these women. They're scared to be honest with these women. They're scared, and yet they talking so much shit from their ivory fucking towers. And as soon as they walk out that door and they see that woman, they're the first ones to buckle like a little. Oh my God, she's so pretty. She'll never like a guy like me. Yeah, she looks like a girl that would mess with a Chad. Yeah, she looks like she's the kind of slut. I mean, what's so crazy to me is that you don't know how many single mothers are in the gym. The gym is full of single mothers, full of them. And the thing is, you have a guy saying, well, fuck you, single mother, fuck single mother, fuck single mother, right? All that shit, right? And then he sees a woman in the gym. He's like, dude, yeah, I hit that. Man, I want to get with that. And then a woman goes up to him and say, well, yeah, da, 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 I'm interested in you. Oh, yeah, but I'm a single mother. You know what they say? That's okay. It's cool. I'll throw the ball with little Day-Day. I'll play tea with the little girl and all that other stuff. And that's how they are today. And they blame woman for everything. Go ahead. What's up?
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, and they'll make that judgment on the woman. And then they'll make a decision not based on their standards, but based on just fucking wanting to get pussy. And then it doesn't turn out well. And then they
right.
get mad. And then
yes.
who do they get mad at?
Oh,
not themselves.
Oh, Tyler. Oh, we forgot this guy. We forgot the guy that the woman tells him every which way I'm not interested in you. To a point where she hires a motherfucker in a plane with a big ass sign that says I'm not interested in you. And yet this guy keeps trying to pursue her. And then when she keeps saying it, then she's a bitch because he's known for fucking 4, 5, 6 years that she's just not interested in him. And then he feels that he's being taken advantage of. How is he? How? Okay. This is the question I ask all you guys that listen to these YouTubers. What can a woman do to a man that he doesn't allow her to do to him? Or a male, not a man. Now, think about this. Everything that they're doing, you're allowing them to do that shit. Everything that they're doing to you guys, how can it be their fault, Tyler? If you're allowing her, you're allowing her to pick the place to go eat, the restaurant and all that other shit. You're allowing her to do that shit.
It's like the way, because I've only have my own experience, as it's like you're trying to bribe them. You know, you bribe them with these compromises that you make, and you hope that they're going to figure out what you want, and they're going to just lay down and give it to you. And then when they don't, you get mad. And
no, wait, Tyler.
You get mad.
The thing is, they've already figured them out. That's what I keep talking. That's what they don't see. The women have already figured it out. Listen, I promise you, as soon as you open your mouth, yeah, like on our shows, okay, you know, like we do the show on Sundays, right? As soon as the guy opens his mouth, if we know his story, she knows your story. And the only one who doesn't know his story is the one telling the story. That's how crazy it is, man.
So last night I was out, picking up an order, right? And then, put this bid on with this woman. And she's like, yeah, not so going so great tonight. And she gets into this story about, oh, this guy, yada, yada, yada. And
okay. You got a story. Wait, stop, Tyler. What'd you do next? What'd you talk about to her after
I'd already given my bid. You know, she had my card.
Tyler, we play it for you. Hold on. Okay. What happened? She talked to you about this other guy. Then what'd you do next? What happened next? What did y'all talk about after that? What did you talk to her about after that?
Well, she told me that, I guess,
she talked about another guy. We got that settled. What did you talk about next after that? What did you talk about next?
Well, she said to me, what is this?
I didn't ask Tyler. Stop. Tyler, come on.
Well, we didn't talk that long, Steve.
Okay.
We were both doing DoorDash.
You,
she took off with food.
Okay, Tyler, listen. Okay, let me slow it down, Tyler. I only understand. After she talked about the other guy, what did Tyler say or do next?
I said, when you want to get away from it all, when you want to have a good time and you just want to escape, call that number. That's what I said.
Hold on.
Got it.
Fail. Why did you fail, Tyler? Where did you fail at,
Tyler? I was kind of doing what I always do, so I'm drawing a blank here.
Tyler, rewind. What did she tell you?
Okay.
What did she tell you, Tyler?
She told me this. She was giving this guy a chance, that he was being mean to her, and I think he got physical with her. That's what it seemed like.
Okay. And what did you say, Tyler?
Well, I had already put in my bid. I listened to
I
her,
know you put in then, your bid, but you still got – okay. How many fours do I keep telling you, Tyler? You did your first four. You failed the second four. But I'm trying to explain to you. You keep trying to justify – okay. Let me explain to you so these guys that's listening to me can fucking – Tyler. Hold on. I got to explain while I'm talking to you so they can see what the fuck I'm talking about. When I'm talking to you, you already did your first A. That was your four. But when it came to B, you failed. And where did you fail at, Tyler?
I'm drawing a complete blank.
Okay. This is why I say you guys. Tyler, listen to me. You did good by putting in your bid. That's the first of millions of fours. She shit tested you, Tyler. You can talk about Bigfoot to me. You can talk about the Loch Ness Monster to me. You can talk about unicorns, smurfs, elves, and fucking fairies if you want to. You can talk about the Smurf Village. You can talk about the Gummy Bears, the Care Bears. You can talk about Cartoon. You can talk about anything you want, but you never fucking talk to me about a goddamn man or another guy as if I'm your bitch and I'm supposed to sit here and let you talk to a king about another guy without me checking the fucking behavior, Tyler. Let me say something to you. Don't ever bring up or talk to me about another man or lose my number. Do you understand? Because what you did, Tyler, even though you hit your first four, you veered off because she shit tested you by talking about another dude. And you let it slide. Do you see what I'm saying, brother?
So, yeah, I see what you're saying. What I'm trying to understand is this was like a 90-second exchange.
I don't care. Okay, Tyler, don't look at the length of the conversation. Look at what the fuck she said. She started talking to you like you're her gay best friend. I mean, hey, I won't say gay because,
right.
You know.
No, you're right. You're right about that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
She's talking to you about another guy like you're supposed to be a shoulder to cry on. And you reinforce the behavior by not checking the bad behavior.
Okay, so when I rewind it, and like I said, I ended it with, you know, she's like, what is this card? And I'm like, you know, when you want to get away from it all, have a good time, have fun, I should say before her, you know, I'm not here to listen to you and this guy, but when you want to have ... Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Even if that means you lose her. Right? Because you got – okay.
Yeah, I get
okay.
It.
You train the behavior by letting that shit slide through the goddamn gates of your goddamn castle. You never let a woman discuss other men until after you fuck. Now, after you get done fucking, if you fuck, hey, we talk about whatever you want to talk about, because I don't give a fuck, right? But until then, do not disrespect me by trying to tell me a story about another guy. And that's how you lose me. Because I am not your bitch and your shoulder. You're not going to talk. You will not talk. Don't do that shit. And Tyler, do you understand? Not you, Tyler, but you talking to her. Do you understand me? Because I'm not saying this to be rude or mean, but I find it really disrespectful that you actually think that you can talk to me about another guy as if I'm like these suckers you date. Because, see, Tyler, that's what she does to average guys because they're average. Tyler, you're not average. You have to play by a certain rules of etiquette for yourself. You never let her have a conversation with you about another guy where y'all begin to talk more about the other guy versus talking with you, man.
Well, and then what I'm hearing you say, because I'm internalizing this, you know, as I move forward and just not even rehearse, but just go into the world and do this. And if it's basically anything that has to do with anything that isn't
me
or my next four.
Yes. Yeah, because your four on the A, your bid was great. It was great. You did everything right. But this is what I keep trying to tell you guys. Sometimes it's not just going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes it might be 1, 2, and it might shift to A, B, C, or red, green, purple, or square, triangle, rectangle, because you don't know your opponent. But if your opponent throws a wrench and brings up a guy, I must check the behavior right then, even if it means I lose. And you're not really losing, because if you check the behavior and she's like, fuck you, you win. Because you're looking out for number one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you did, here's where you fucked up. You did the beginning good, but you allowed her to think that you're average, where she can just talk to you about a guy as if you're cool with that shit. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes total sense. And where I'm finding myself is going through the playbook, the ABC 1, 2, 3, and then evolving into this place where we're talking about right now,
All right, wait on time. Peep game. Remember I told you, okay, the weather is its own little circle, right? The weather does its own thing, right? It is going, we're all going in the same direction. The weather, then there's nature, then those are the males, and then there's us. We're all going in the same direction. And just because I'm on my four with her doesn't mean that I always have to stay on me. And even though things worked out, they're going to see what kind of, because look, she's trying to figure out, are you the real deal? And see, where a lot of guys get wrong is that they're so focused on their four, like, okay, I'm on my four, I gotta stay on my four, and you're so busy here. And then she's like, well, yeah, I had this guy, and you're like, well, I'm on my four, okay, well, cool, let me go to my next four, meaning that, you know what, well, when you want to laugh, smile, think, blush, which was a good four, but that four got broken between the four of your bid and the four of what you said as far as putting the candle in the window. You went from a four to like a six back to a four, and you've always got to be
four. And I could have done it in a kind and courteous way. I could have just said, hey, I'm not here to listen to you about this.
There's nothing kind. Okay, show me a job when you fuck up. They like, it's okay. You know, people have bad days. Or they're like, look, you do this again, we're going to write you up. This is going to be a write-up warning and everything. If this happens again, we're going to have to fire you. Do you understand this? Okay, sign this paper right here. Thank you. You go back to work. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think
there's nothing nice about being king. Listen, right. What I'm saying, Tyler, there's nothing nice about being king, okay? And this has got to be yanking the damn chain. You cannot – man, I had some – I'm talking to a bad joint. Bad. And she thought – she actually thought that I was a human. And she started talking to me like your girl was talking to you, Tyler. And you know what I said? I'm done. I said, don't you ever talk to me like that. Listen, don't you ever bring up another guy and throw him in my face like that, because I find that really disrespectful. Matter of fact, I'm going to let you go. But I don't play that. I'm sorry. No, well, I'm going to let you go. And I'm going to let you sit on that for a minute. Because I don't play that, Tyler. Tyler, this is what I'm saying to you. Even though you're king and you're watching your scribe, you're over your marketing team, you're over your government, right? You're doing all these things, right? That's your four, right? But your four is millions of other fours. It's just not the four that you're looking at, because while you're working with your scribes and all this other stuff, you must protect the realm as a four. You must fortify your borders as a four. Your warrior must spread the kingdom by destroying other parts of your mind to expand you four. So it's not just a four of how I'm living my life. It's four of everything, brother. You are, remember, we're not sometimes, we're all the time. And that means,
right,
I have to be king all the time. I can't be it sometimes. Because if I'm sometimes and she finds a chink in my armor, then she's going to have the aware thought to think, well, guess what? I can talk about other guys and he can be cool with it. Hey, look, I'm giving the
pussy. Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. So the element of the warrior is one of those things.
In this situation, it's
going to just be ready at all times.
All time, right? But that's why you got to make sure when you're talking to her that you understand what she's talking about. Don't just talk to her and you got.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is where guys go wrong without the standard. You're doing it in such fast time that you don't even realize that you're analyzing what's going on, and you're thinking, at the same time, it's like you're, okay, let me give you an example. It's just like when you get in your car. You can drive your car, turn on the radio, talk on the phone, eat a sandwich, and still drive where you got to go without getting an accident, okay? So that means you're multitasking, right? You're doing all these things subconsciously, all these things while you're fucking driving that fucking car, dodging other fucking cars, right? You're just doing it.
You were doing that the first time you went out. Yeah.
Right. Well, you had to learn that. But what I'm saying is this is the same thing. As you are protecting your realm, as you are evolving, as you're scribing, working with your culinary school, working with your marketing team, working in your studio, working with your government, you still got to be king. It's going to be a multitude. See, this is what makes us special because we are all things. We're not just one thing. We are all things here. And that means we move like we're all things. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes complete. I'll take that F because it's going to, like, as I go out, it totally opens my eyes to overstanding. Talking about this was like 2 minutes, 90 seconds to 2 minute exchange, right? So, like, overstanding, okay,
Tyler, how many seconds does it take to drop a little bit of poison in the cup?
I know it. That's what I'm saying. So when I'm in the film room and I'm looking back and I'm 3 weeks into some fucking chick dealing with me and I see where I went wrong, I can remember this, you know, and learn this and go, that's where I fucked up.
But here's where a lot of guys go wrong as well. Now, again, she might not talk about another guy, but she plays fucking games.
Yeah.
She says she's interested, but her behaviors are not lining up with what she's saying. But yet a lot of you guys out there string it along and don't check the behavior. As a man, you must be king in all things you. There's no days off unless you're taking a dick resting day where you're not talking to women or anything like that. But outside of that, you must be, even when you don't want to be king, you got to be king. You got to be king when you wake up. You got to be king in the bed. You got to be king at all times because if they find a chink, a small little, it's like, you remember 300? There was that, they held the front end, right? That little goat trail.
That little
goat trail, man, hey, we go through that little goat trail, we get around that shit, right? The slightest things can topple your universe. The slightest things can topple your universe. And I'm not saying this to scare you or worry you or nothing like that. It's just Tyler's a good student.
If I get anything out of it, there's always going to be something I don't see like this. You get what I mean? Like, that's what I'm going to remember. Yeah.
Right, because at the end of the day, I don't mind you talking to her, but we're not talking about other guys. Now, Tyler, like I said, once we get done fucking, and look, not only can we talk about other guys, you can show me the text message. Hey, I'll be quiet while you call him up. Matter of fact, I got an idea. why don't you go in? You remember that new restaurant? I heard there's a new restaurant called Mendoza's. So why don't you check it out with old boy? And because I heard they got that great lobster bisque and everything. So why don't you take one of those suckers to Mendoza's and go ahead and put on that sexy tight dress and have a good time? See, you can do that at that point.
Yeah, but I can't do that if my marketing team didn't sell me on the fact that I'm not listening to her talk about other men, and government didn't approve it. That's the thing.
What I'm saying, Tyler, what I'm saying is, once you reach your ultimate four, which having her face in a pillow and her ass in the air, that means the game, you've ended.
Then it's okay.
Then anything after that, it's cool. We can watch the Lifetime channel, We channel. Watch whatever the fuck you want to watch. I mean, do whatever. I don't give a fuck. We do whatever you want to do. But until then, you're going to do what the fuck I say we're going to do. Because if we ain't doing what I'm doing, I'm letting your ass go because I'm not wasting my time. But once I get that and give you the drug of me, then I'm already good to go. I'm fine with that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, matter of fact, I encourage you to go out with other guys and stuff. Go out with them. Go on dates. Have a great time. And I'm not taking you out. But that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I I'm going to think about that. Because that's even deeper. I mean, like that idea that until she's been inoculated with that drug of me, anything I'm doing like that is going to be problematic. It's going to cause the problem.
Not what you do, what you allow her to do. Because when she does it, it must be checked at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's not checked, it is going to be like a cancer and it's going to spread because at that moment she knows that she can talk to you about other guys. The respect goes away and the fortress of friendship begins. You know, y'all going to be the best friends ever because I can talk to you about other guys, and you're okay with that shit, and you should never be okay with that shit.
Yeah, not even out the jump.
Not off the rip.
Complete sense.
Yeah. I will never – listen, if you ask me a question like, why do you want to get to know me in a more intimate way, or why did you say that I look like the kind of woman you want to get to know in a more intimate way? Then what I'm saying is I'm answering the question. My biggest problem is I get bored with beautiful women because they just don't have substance. You know, I love beautiful women, but there's just nothing up there, and I need a woman with character. You see that? In that case, that's fine.
Yeah,
if you're talking to her. And she says, well, Tyler, you know what? Out of all the guys that I dated or seen or been with, I've never met someone like you. That's okay. Why? Because she's not talking to you. She's already weighing you out versus the other guy, and she's saying something. But if she just blatantly, out of the blue, just starts talking about an ex or a guy, just like out of the blue, oh, hell no. Oh, my God, no. But Tyler, now this is tricky because if she's saying that, you know, of all the guys I've seen, Tyler, or spent time with, I've never met a guy like you, that's okay, Tyler. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense, yeah.
Because
she's
talking to you about you by using other men to talk to you about you. But if she just out of the blue says, well, oh, man, I just got this text from this guy, and he's just been trying to get at me for months. Wait, time out. We got to talk. Have I ever disrespected you? Have I said anything to make you mad or anything? No, you haven't. Then why? Hey, let me ask you a question. Am I a bitch? No, you're not a bitch. Why would you say that? Then why you treat me like one? What are you talking about? Listen, don't you ever talk to me about another guy as if I'm your friend or some shit like that. Don't do that. Because I will walk away, and I don't play that. That's one thing I don't play. That's totally disrespectful. I don't appreciate it. And if you do that again, I'm gone. Do you understand? I mean, I'm just being straight up with you. But see, that's what gets the panties wet. Because they're not used to be. See, they're on such a high horse of thinking they're special, right? And they think they're God's gift to every guy, that they're not used to someone knocking down their, toppling their cards, or walking up to their sandcastle and kicking that shit over.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. Hey, listen, I don't care how good things are. I will sacrifice the relationship or whatever we have, being that adamant for training her. You can, I got to train you. Cause I'm not that, I don't want to hear about no other dude. Well, I want to hear about that.
And it's kind of like what you were talking about last night about the in-house detective. See, I didn't.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm working off my bid. I execute my square, let's say, and then I'm moving toward, you know, my mind, I have this prejudgment that, oh, I got to, you know, like you said, say this thing about, you know, when you feel like you want to get away from it all, or like you said,
no,
when you feel like
fun,
you want to bust, whatever. I know, but my mistake is I'm thinking, oh, that's what I need to do, but I needed to, you know what I mean? Like, take in what the fuck was going on.
Tyler, you're looking at the next
situation.
Right, but Tyler, you were looking at the next number or the next four, and you let that shit slide. See, it's okay for you to look for the next four because that's what you're doing. You're moving. That's good. But you've got to realize and listen to what they say. I don't have to say you've got to analyze it for hours. Just take what they say. And if they are bringing up another motherfucking guy when I haven't even asked you shit about them, because I'm never going to ask you about other guys anyway, and you just feel like you could just talk to me about other guys, are you fucking kidding? You know the fuck I'm talking to? Talking to me. You can't talk to me that way because that's disrespectful. You can't bring up no other guy like that, man. I want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that. Now, once we get done smashing, man, you talk to me about whatever. Hey, babe, look, you got a problem with, hey, what do you do? Come on, let's go hang out. We can talk about it. I'm good with that.
Fits into that whole standards thing. It's standards. Yes. It's like my standards are, I'm not putting up with that. Yeah.
Yes,
and
that's the point.
Like you started the show, and you're talking about it, and you're just like, you know that none of us, 98% of us have not thought about it or put it down on paper or anything.
Not at all.
You know, at all.
Because YouTubers don't train you that way. They don't want you. Okay,
like, this is the result of that for me.
They don't want you to think for yourself. They just want to tell you what to do. I'm trying to get you young men to think for yourselves. I want you to do what's good for you, but think for yourselves and protect your kingdom by your standards.
Yeah, being strategic, not
all
tactical.
All that shit.
Yeah.
All that shit.
All right, man. That helps me out a lot, dude. I'm going to walk into things a little different.
All right,
T-Dog. You have shattered my perception of the brain.
Well, I didn't mean to shatter, but see, that's why I show you the different fours. You're always on your four. Remember, Tyler, I mean, I don't know if you're watching the thing, but I showed you this before. Before, during, after, right? You're always on your four. You, your skills, how you communicate. These are just four things of four. But as a man, you have so many layers of four that you have got to have your hand on every fucking four in your kingdom. Knows how it runs, how it operates, and what you got to do if you got to yank somebody's chain, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, definitely, because that's where it lacked. It was like lacked on communication, and I was probably like overdoing it on other shit.
I won't say you were overdoing it. It's just what you were doing was, you were just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. One to two, three to four, four to five. And between 4 to 5, she brings up another guy. You bypass that shit, and that shit went right in. went right into the kingdom without you even checking it, because you're thinking, okay, I'm looking at this as in a candle in the window move versus I got to check the behavior move. Hey, see, Tyler, if you just would have checked the behavior, you still could have did the five. You still could have been on your five. You would just, it would have been a 4.5, which is really your four, but it's half of your, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And in my mind, I'm moving forward and I'm going to rehearse that because I have it at all. You know,
well, listen, no.
Have it.
Here's the thing. You can't rehearse that part of your four. You just got to know what to do when you're checked and challenged on your manhood.
Yeah, okay.
See,
yeah.
This is not a – this is remember, this is more of a flexible – well, it's a fixed four because you're going to check the behavior. But the reason why I'm giving it flexibility is because at any time – she can talk about another guy at any time. She's going to shit test you there. I don't have any, there's no motherfucker in this world that has a book on exactly when a woman's going to shit test you, but she's going
right,
to test.
I need to look over at my bench and see that my detective and my warrior are sitting there ready to go, you know, not just out there.
They always ready to go. They just need to know when to go. But
That's
the thing.
What I'm saying, and I got to look over and tap him on the shoulder. Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but no, I think they were tapping you on the shoulder and like, wait, dude, you going to let her slide with that shit?
That's exactly it. Why?
Hey,
put me in the game,
wait,
coach.
Yeah, please, hey, call me up so I can go ahead and handle, call me up so I can go ahead and handle this shit for us. I'll check her. I got this. But you're so busy, you know, when you want to drink, you smile and da-da-da-da-da, which is
Yeah.
But see, that candle was a rewarding bad behavior candle because you didn't check the bad behavior. So what you did was you gave her a reinforcement saying that, act this way now. That was a training moment. You accidentally trained her to feel that she can always talk to you about other guys because you ain't going to do shit. And please talk about another guy. Please.
Exactly.
Please bring up another guy, okay, Talis? I just want to hit you with that, man. Okay.
All right, I got it. Yeah, I sent you that email of the response. Remember, you told me to say to the woman when she was asking what my experience was.
Yeah, and what did she say? What did she say in return?
I sent you the email of it.
All right, let's see, Tyler. All right, there's your response. Let's see what she said. I only got your response. Let me see. 6-7. Let's see here. Talk about her eyes being seductive. Wait, is that the one we're talking about? That's not it.
Yeah, that's her. Most of it's her.
You mean when you ask, let me ask you a question. I'm curious, how do you feel you differentiate yourself from it? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, the first text, the very top one,
well, I see
where it started.
But I don't see a reply except she sent you a photo, but I don't want to put her photo out there. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, gray is what she said. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we said all that we're saying.
She talks about her eyes and shit right there. Let's see this one. Fancy hair. Okay, yeah, all right. I see you. Okay. All right, Tyler, well, I'm going to throw you back in and stuff, okay, brother?
Yeah, I'm going to jump. All right, man, thanks.
All right, brother, I'll holler back, man. Guys, we got 15 minutes of the show. If y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. We did a good 3 hours, guys. So if you got a question, put a T in there. We got 15 minutes. But if there's anything that you don't understand what I'm saying, guys, all this stuff is important, man. This is, it baffles me. Is how these guys are talking to you and what the fuck are they talking about? How are they not going below the surface and showing you game? I don't understand that. I don't understand how you're not even recognizing that they're not actually helping you with game. You see what I'm saying? So it's something to think about. But let me put the line. The lines are down. Let me see. Let me try. I got to turn the lines on because I don't want y'all to think that y'all can just call in. Lines are down. There we go. Put that in there. Yeah, but we have about 14 more minutes. But, gentlemen, this is, see, you guys have got to raise and ask yourselves, what do I want to make of myself? And I don't want you to look at things like trying to achieve goals and all that other shit, because you don't make it about achieving a goal if it has something to do with you sleeping with a woman. That's not a goal. That's just a fucking fantasy, dude. That's just a fantasy, okay? And that's something y'all got to understand, man. I don't know what you mean, McKinney, by that. I don't know if that's a question. When women do things for you, do you put value on... Wait a second. Wait, you got to put a question in, but wait. So when women do things for you, do you put value on these women? Gentlemen, this is a weird thing, and I know some of y'all guys understand this, but they do stuff for you because they want to do it. I don't tell them to do things. They do it on their own. But as a man, you must determine what value is to you. And once you determine what value is to you, then you make the choice of how you operate under your umbrella of value. But if your value is her just giving you some ass, then you're definitely in the wrong class. So it's just something to think about. Definitely something to think about, gentlemen. I mean, you remember, guys, most of you guys are coming from theater number one, and this is why all this shit is so like, man, is it ever going to work out for me? Is it ever going to swing my way? It can't swing your way when you're in theater number one. It can't swing your way when you're judging women. These things are things that show you it's not working for you. So it's definitely something to think about. Something to definitely think about. All right, guys, 12 more minutes. Any other questions? Let's get in. Any other questions? Last go round of questions, because we'll wrap this up. But I want, if there's no questions, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. But any questions, we got you. Let's see here. What is that? Okay. Yeah, funny, Alex. Shit. All right, gentlemen, always remember at the end of the day, man, think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them, guys. I want you guys to live every day like it is your last, guys. And also, guys, make sure y'all go and toast to yourself, because at the end of the day, what I want you guys to do is start connecting who you are to really who you are. And once you begin to connect who you are to who you are, all this stuff is going to begin to work out for you, okay? That's it, man. That's probably it, okay? Is a woman you money or contribute to your gift is what, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. C25, last one. If you set up a time and a place to spend with her privately. How many times freelance? Oh, wait, hey, Jeremy, I'll ask Jeremy. Jeremy, let me ask you a question, Jeremy. How many times I tell this motherfucker to get coaching? Jeremy, why do you keep asking me these fucking questions? All right, listen, C25, I love you, dog. But if you ask me another one of these questions like this again, I'm going to boot you out of the room, dog. Because you need fucking coaching asking me this stupid shit, dude. Don't ask me this kind of shit. And you ain't willing to be a student of the game, dude. This is not cool, man. What do I do to increase sexual tension before we meet? Guys, I'm the dean. It's the man mindset. I'm not going to answer. All right, guys, man. This is crazy. Anyway, guys, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, guys. We will see you guys. Maybe we'll do something on Saturday, but definitely the show with the guys on Sunday, man. We are talking to y'all motherfuckers later, man. Jesus Christ, 25.
Still in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I might have a game, so if I jump out, I got a game, but we can fuck around until then. All right, man.
Right now the Bears eat me.
Let's go. I guess you could say I let my game speak for itself.
Tell my kids I'm coming home. I'm going home.
These Madden gamers are the best of the best.
It's over. Do back to Jersey, dude. Talk now.
They will travel cross-country playing Madden 08. These elite gamers not only have stick skills, they have star power on their back. The goal of the gamers was simple. Stay on the bus.
I told you about doing it!
No! That team!
The rules. Gamers are broken into teams of two gamers each.
Don't get to sweating over there, boy!
Teammates must alternate games played.
So you want to play or you want me to play? Let's go.
If your team wins once, you are safe.
Oh!
Your team loses twice, you are in jeopardy. When you are in jeopardy, you must face a free agent waiting to take your spot on the bus.
Well, I'm glad. Take your position. Take your spot.
In the end, it is the best two gamers who will play one game on the big screen for $100,000. Courtesy of Xbox 360 and Best Buy.
We were just driving around downtown. We saw a basketball court, and we decided to all get a game together. All the guys, you know, after being on the bus for so long, we needed to start breaking the sweat. We were ripping the controllers, and I was real anxious because I play basketball once every day back home. Just competitive. It was kind of like playing Madden, but it was good because I love playing basketball.
Right now, my opinion, the toughest on the bus is Prodigy.
I played him once. He beat me 3-0. I never struggled that much on offense before.
My name's Prodigy. I'm representing Jamarcus Russell, the Oakland Raiders, on the bus. Back when I was playing Madden in the early days, I was listening to Mobb Deep a lot. And one of their rappers is named Prodigy, so I just kind of took that.
What's up, big man?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Hey, Berardino.
Nice to meet you.
A.K.A. the Prodigy.
Yeah.
What's the matter, man? Let's go.
Come on with.
I've been rooting the Raiders basically since I was born. You and my mom used to be a Raiderette.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, that's
nice. Back in the early 80s.
I got some plays, huh?
I was the only Madden player to win a challenge with the Raiders last year.
Yeah.
So I had to do it with them because I was still, you know, being loyal.
Won at Kansas City, and AB went Facebook Live in the post-game locker room as his coach Mike Tomlin, my favorite NFL coach, the one I would love to play for if I could play in the NFL. He went live during Mike's post-game comments to the team. The behind-closed-doors comments went public on Facebook Live. Mike Tomlin was furious. The Steelers were furious. But they paid him. Because he was that great. He'd been on a 3-year roll where you could argue he's the best receiver in pro football. We had him on Undisputed in our maiden voyage year at the Super Bowl at Houston. I was surprised that he came on beaming once again because my man Shannon, he earned his spurs that day. Shannon showed me something that day because Shannon Sharp, Hall of Famer, went after AB on live national TV. basically chewed him up and spat him out. How dare you do that to Mike Tomlin? How dare you do this and this and this? Shannon took him apart, and it didn't bother Antonio one bit. He was just happy to be on TV. He was just beaming. Billion-dollar smile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't have anything to say. He just loved being on TV. And then you know the rest of the story. Social media told him, you got to be you. You got to be free. You got to stand up to the man. So he did. He stood up to and he turned on Mike Tomlin, as respected a coach as there is in this league. A black head coach. And Mike Tomlin said no to Antonio Brown. Sent him home, and then they sent him on his way. And then you know the rest of the story. He turned on John Gruden, Mike Mayock. He'd given him a bunch of money, $50 million, $30 to sign. Loved him. Loved him. Supported him. Defended him. Turned on them. Yeah, be the man. Beat the man. Then he turned on Robert Kraft, the owner, highly respected owner of the Patriots. And then you know what happened. He turned on the GOAT, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., who had defended and supported AB the way nobody ever will again. Brady had been his angel, and AB burned that bridge to the ground. BA, as in Bruce Arians, had been something of an angel thanks to Brady, and he burned that bridge to the ground. And I'm here to tell you that the NFL will turn on Antonio. I still look back fondly on my time around him, but I'm sorry. He's free now, and I think he's going to stay that way as far as the NFL is concerned. And I hope he enjoys his next life. As a celebrity, he's going to have a hard time getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.